This recording, District of Columbia 3, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Get Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onoroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Comma Get Secure. Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Towers. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, packed up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, the itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered either. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Miss Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for the cure. Well, you know, growing up here in D.C. was something else, I can say. You'd be surprised, I guess, to be not from D.C. and to know that this city was very segregated. Like, white people stayed where white people stayed, and black people stayed where black people stayed, and we were also a majority of the city. Hence the nickname Chocolate City, which it isn't anymore because it's majority 52% white. You know, gentrification. It has rapidly ravaged the city, displaced people, torn apart families, increased homelessness. It's just been a crazy ride in the last 20 years watching DC change. Now, change is not a bad thing. Change is needed, but at what cost? You know, when it comes to, like, for example, I'm the only African-American family left on my block. So, you know, to see these things happen, it can be quite traumatic, you know. But you have to keep going. I mean, life does go on. And, you know, it's sad because it goes on without people that, you know, you've come accustomed to being with or being around, grown up with, you know, used to seeing. I'm ready. I feel like the world is my oyster right now, because, as you know, I'm leaving my job and I'm stepping out into unfamiliar territory, and I'm going to spread my wings and hopefully soar like an eagle. It's going to be hard, but hey, it's going to be worth it.